Hey everyone, you are listening to Magic Key Adventures, a podcast highlighting me and my family's trips to Disneyland. I am Steph and I am your host. Welcome to episode 24. Yay, 24 you guys. One episode away from 25. That means I've got a quarter of the way there before I get to 100. I can't even imagine 100 you guys, but that is so exciting. So, how is everybody? Did you guys notice that I did not post anything on Instagram? I completely forgot. Weird for me to completely forget. I did post information about the episode and I did all of that, but I didn't post any photos from Lewis's trip. Did you guys miss the photos? Let me know. DM me, send me an email, something. I want to know if you guys are even looking forward to these things. That way, if you're not, I can just do it another time or in a different way or in a different space. Maybe I could even, I've been looking into Patreon lately, not because, you know, I think I'm going to have a lot of subscribers or anything, but I think you can kind of use it as a website. So I'm looking into that, but I'm also looking into having a website so that I could post all of these photos and then just refer you to them there. But still follow me on Instagram, you guys, because when I go on trips, I post on there for you guys. So hopefully you're following me. If not, well, then I guess you don't see any of these things anyway. So let's get into the poll and question, guys. So for last week's episode, which was part one of Lewis's trip, I asked, now that the big Avengers store is gone, what should go there instead? And I got some great answers, you guys. TJ Foster says, while I think it fits great in Toontown, I also think Mickey and Minnie's Runaway Railway could have gone there to revamp Hollywood. Also, some updated version of the Great Movie Ride would be fun. That's really cool. I would have never thought to put Mickey and Minnie's there. I mean, I didn't know about this ride because I don't go to Walt Disney World, so I didn't even know it was in existence. So now that you bring that up, I think it would have gone really well there. I mean, I'm glad they put it in Toontown. It really gives people one more reason to go over there, but that land is so small. So yeah, if they would have put it there, I think it would have worked pretty well. So let's see, Karina answered and she said an Avengers Experience ride would be amazing. Yes, I think a ride in there would be really cool. It's a pretty big building. I'm not sure how, it would probably be more kind of like a Star Tours type of thing, huh? Like a simulator ride that I think that could fit in there. And then Michaela says a Thor ride featuring Loki. Ooh, I like that. I really like that. That would have been really cool. So if you guys are kind of leaning towards Avengers Campus, so we wouldn't have like a Hollywood land. And I kind of had this discussion with one of my friends and we were just trying to think like, does Avengers Campus stay in the area that it's in? Or do we keep Hollywood land or do we have Avengers Campus take over Hollywood? Like, I don't know how that should work. Maybe that'll be my next question for you guys. What do you think? So in the poll, I asked everybody, is Rope Drop a must do? And 100% hands down, everybody said yes, of course. So everybody that answered are big rope droppers. So as you heard in the last episode, Lewis and his dad are not. So me and the family, when I bring the kids, we're not necessarily rope droppers. We do try sometimes. If my husband's with me, it's a little easier. It's not as easy to wrangle all the kids when you're by yourself. But when my husband Alex is with me, then it's easier and we can do the whole rope drop thing. But as I mentioned when I went with Charlie, rope dropping with a stroller isn't really that fun anyway because everybody's just like hustling and bustling trying to get to wherever they're trying to get to. So it's better just to get there like when it opens. Like I would say 8:15, 8:30 is probably a perfect time to get there when you're with your littles because it's just too intimidating to try and go with your kids. I see people do it all the time and more power to you. Tell me how you do it because I'd love to know, you know, your strategy on how you do that. But it's not something that we do. When me and my husband go by ourselves, we're usually rope droppers. But We don't do it all the time either. So it's something that we do every once in a while. So I would have answered every once in a while. So let's see what's going on in life. Oh, life today. Life today is beautiful, you guys, because as I'm recording this episode, it is me and my husband Alex's 15th wedding anniversary. You guys, I have been married to this man of mine for 15 years. We've been together for 17. We actually got married on our dating anniversary. So he really wanted to keep the date, so we went to the courthouse in San Diego. Our local courthouse was closed because we got married on a Tuesday, and that Tuesday ended up being an election day, so they closed our courthouse, but San Diego was still open. So we drove to San Diego with my mom and my maid of honor, Nora, and they were our witnesses. So we got married in San Diego County. It ended up raining that day, but it was beautiful. Rain is cathartic. I thought it was a beautiful beginning to our marriage. Just kind of meant, you know, this is a clean slate for everybody. And I loved that. Oh, and Lewis was with us too. Lewis was there when we got married. He was 4 years old when me and Alex officially got married. So he was there at our wedding as well. What else can I say about this man of mine? I'm so excited, you guys, because we are going to be going on a trip together, a little getaway. It's traditional for me and my husband to always go out on a trip on our anniversary and just take time for the both of us. We've been really good at doing that. There have been a couple of years where we didn't, where we just stayed at home and went to dinner or whatever, but for the most part, we try and do a getaway together just to, you know, make sure that we take that time for each other. Highly recommend it. We always try and do something we've never done before. We try to. At least I'm trying to get us to do that more because we were very traditionalists. We used to go to San Diego all the time or would go to Palm Springs all the time. But then I was just like, you know what? We should start going to places we've never been together. And of course, we've gone to Disney a few times. How do I keep slipping Disney in, you guys? I don't know. So we've done that a few times. We've actually spent a couple of anniversaries at Disneyland. On our 10th anniversary, I actually convinced him to go to Disneyland on the tail end of our trip because we were in Big Bear that year. And I said, hey, Disneyland isn't that far away. So that was our first couple's trip to Disneyland. And we had a blast. I had so much fun. I made him do so many things that he probably hates me for, like character interactions. I made him talk to so many characters. But it was fun. And then we actually spent another anniversary there a couple years ago. We stayed at the Disneyland Hotel on a splurge and we did all of the adult things at Disneyland California Adventure. We did all the drinking, all the appetizers, and then went back to our room to cool down for a bit. And then we went to Disneyland and park hopped and just had the best time. We had so much fun. So even though my husband isn't like a big Disneylander, he doesn't mind going and he knows how much it means to me. So I really appreciate him always, you know, making that effort and wanting to do that for us. So this time we are heading to Temecula. We have never spent any time in Temecula really, but we will be for Michaela's wedding. And I just found, you know, a really nice winery that also has a hotel. So we're going to be hanging out there, but I am able to add a little bit of Disney to this little vacation of ours because when I was supposed to get my tattoo done, when we went to Oogie Boogie, I ended up having to reschedule. So we rescheduled to our anniversary knowing that we were going to take the time off anyway. So I rescheduled it. And so I'm going to go see Ruth and get some more work done on my Disney tattoo. And he knows how important it is for me to tie in either a trip or something relating to Disney with our memories. And this is going to be even better because it's our anniversary weekend and there's going to be Ruth and then there's going to be Disney. So it's just going to be so amazing to be able to tie this piece to these memories. So I'm really excited. So yes, this episode will still air on Tuesday. I'm going to go ahead and schedule it and I'll just double check it in the morning when I wake up. And then you'll hopefully get to see some fun stuff from me and Alex on our Disneyland trip because that's when we plan to go to Disneyland is on Tuesday. So yeah, so just be sure to be following me. be sure to check everything out. So, before we get into this episode, I wanted to talk to you guys a little bit about some of the things that me and Lewis talked about in this part two of the episode. So, in this episode, you will hear Lewis talk about accidentally crashing Oogie Boogie Bash for a little while. And while I don't condone anyone breaking Disneyland rules, I did want to leave it in this episode because it was a part of the experience that Lewis had with his dad. So just a disclaimer, please do not try and sneak in or avoid Disneyland security during any after hours party. You will eventually get caught and you could possibly lose your privileges to the resort. It's not something I recommend nor condone doing. So, with that being said, here's the episode. And then the next day when you guys went on the Thursday, did you guys get up at the same time or did you get there later, earlier?
We did. Yeah, we got up at the same time but arrived there much later. No. So, a little bit of a backstory on here is Wednesday, we drove there and went into the garage, as mentioned in the beginning. But this time for Thursday, after waking up and we watched like a show and packed up snacks and drinks and everything, Thursday, we went on a bike ride.
Oh, okay.
And this bike ride took about maybe an hour and a half or two. And so where we stayed at was at my grandparents, and they're pretty close. They're not that far from Disneyland at all because they live in Orange and Anaheim is some minutes away. Mm-hmm. And we bike ride all the way over there. And again, that took like about an hour and a half. So we got there around like 1 p.m. or 2 p.m.
Because you rode your bike from your grandparents' house in Orange to Disneyland in Anaheim.
Yeah.
Wow. That's a...
Yep. That was really fun. Yeah, it is.
Where do you park your bike? I wouldn't even know. Where do you park your bike?
So apparently there's two places you can park at. One of them being in Downtown Disney, or like before you get into Downtown Disney, on the very edge, like on the other side. There is bike racks around towards security. I think it's around the bridge that you went on to get Charlie into Downtown Disney over there.
Yeah.
Like on the other side. Uh-huh. That's one of the places. Another place is where everyone gets dropped off. Cast members and people from hotels. That spot.
Oh, okay.
So, and it would be more towards on the right side. So if you're going down the line, like between the trees and then just going down to like where security is at. Mm-hmm. On the right side, all the way to the right, there's a whole lot of bikes there. And that's where the bike rack would be.
Oh, interesting.
Yep. So, Downtown Disney.
Walk after? I mean, that's a long darn bike ride. Were you even able to walk after you got off your bike?
Yeah, surprisingly, my legs were not shaky at all. I was good and ready to go.
So, what park did you start out on Thursday?
This one, we started in California Adventure. First ride. What was the first ride? I want to say it was Incredicoaster. Incredicoaster was the first ride we went on. And we did single riders on that one. And we ended up getting into the same cart or the same train in the same row. So we were sitting next to each other. And there's another single rider in front of us. And it was only just her. And it was funny because it's only just her and not another single rider with her. Unless the other single rider group behind us didn't get there in time, then I guess. But I'm pretty sure there was people behind us. So yeah. We were towards the middle back-ish of the train. And it was fun. And then we got our pictures with it too. I want to say, and then another ride we went on was Toy Story Mania. This one said 45 minutes and it ended out to be an hour and some long.
Oh, thank you. And that's because you got in line. And when you got in line, all these Genie Plus people decided, oh, hey, look, there's a lightning lane for this. Let's get it.
Yeah, pretty much. Because there's a bit of the Genie Plus people already there. But then as we got into the standby line and we waited about like 10 minutes, that's when like this whole line appeared out of nowhere for Genie Plus.
Yeah, it was the next
so group. That definitely extended by a lot. Yeah,
that sucks.
It was the longest wait of the day.
Yeah, I think that really sucks when you stand in a queue expecting it to be what it says, 45 minutes, and as you're in line, it keeps growing and growing, and then you're not even moving. I don't see how that's fair. I would be really upset.
Yep. But that was definitely the longest wait on both days, I would guess. I want to say we ate after Toy Story because that was such a long wait.
Yeah, I can imagine.
Yeah, one of the places we ate was in, it was towards Soarin', and it's a grilling restaurant.
Oh, smoke jumpers.
Yes, Smoke Jumpers. I have never ate at Smoke Jumpers, or I don't remember ever eating at Smoke Jumpers, but that was the first time that I got something from Smoke Jumpers. And all it was Oogie Boogie's
Oh.
drink.
I didn't even know that they had a drink until somebody had posted it on Instagram, and I was like, oh, I didn't even know that existed. I n knew that they had like a sandwich, but it was spicy. I was like, nah, I'm not into that.
Yeah.
I want to say we have had
Yeah,
smoke jumpers before when you were little. I want to say one of the trips that we had with Cheryl, we had stopped in there.
most likely. But yeah, the drink, it's green and it has the boba in it as well.
Was it good?
Yeah, it was really good. I think the boba was like a blueberry, or I don't remember what flavor it was, but the drink overall was super good. I liked it.
But you guys didn't.
No, we didn't eat anything from there. Just the drink.
Oh.
We did bring sandwiches, so we ate those and other snacks that we brought along with us.
Okay, cool.
Yeah. We kind of snuck into Oogie Boogie's Bash. Because it was 5:50, about so. And we just stayed in the same spot for a long while we were drinking Oogie Boogies. And that's when we heard like the whole intro and heard an announcement go off saying like there's 10 minutes left and then there's 5 minutes left. And then when it was time, which is at 6, Oogie Boogie came on and saying that he's inviting everyone to his bash and that he's excited and welcoming everyone. And it was really cool.
Yeah, we missed that last time.
Yep. And we walked around as well, trying to avoid security, because he wanted to see what was going on, what it looked like, and other light effects. And I pointed out to where some of the villains are. And where we ended up moving into was towards Ariel's Grotto. But then we saw security there, so that's when we went into the right and went down to Grizzly River Run, and that's where we saw Bruno. And we stayed there for a little bit of a while because my dad got excited to see Bruno or like interactions happening. So it was pretty cool. Bruno was the only one that we saw.
Oh yeah, because you can't
So as we go
go
around.
anywhere else. They're gonna check your bracelet if you talk
Yeah.
anywhere else.
Yep. I think we wanted to get on Grizzly River Run before Oogie Boogie started, but the line was like super long. It was like 120 minutes long. Or 90 minute long. It was a really long line. So we saw more security and then just passed through them because they have their backs behind us. And so we just went in front. And then that's when we get to Soarin' and we see this whole big old line to see another villain. But I couldn't see who the villain was because there were like two gigantic doors in the way. So it was kind of like a zigzag in a way. And since it's like so deep down in the hallway, I think we saw Maleficent there when me and you went. But I don't know if it was Maleficent again or if it was someone else. I couldn't see or hear.
It was Judge Doom.
It was who?
Judge Doom from Who Framed Roger Rabbit. Your dad would have
Oh,
known who he
that's
was
cool.
probably, but yeah. So instead of Maleficent this year, it was Judge Doom. It was a pretty cool setup. But yeah, the doors are going to be closed. I think even at 6 o'clock, when we were standing in line waiting for Agatha, it took her a couple of minutes to
Yeah.
come out. She like made a whole entrance and everything, which was really cool, but
Yes, she did. Very. So then, after we went into another store, like the super small store, where you can buy Soarin' merchandise and all of these pins, he found a pin where it's Darth Vader walking an AT-AT. So he got that. And it's one of like the limited pins, like limited edition, or one of the special pins. And I got two boxes of mystery pins, and each one contained two pins, so I got four in total with that. After from that shop, that's we went into Disneyland, and that's the day we got onto Big Thunder Mountain. And you know how there's like the waterfall after you get into the cave? Only one side was working somehow.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, I don't know how that works. Like, because I've seen it before where it's like both sides are not working, but somehow this time only the left side was working. And I'm not sure how that's possible when I've always thought of it as a water jet going shooting down the middle, making it splash to both sides. Now it's probably some whole other thing and not this, because if one side is splashing, then the other side should be splashing. So that's a weird thing to see. One side only working.
Disney magic.
Yep. Thursday was also when we got onto Haunted Mansion. Because this time it was a 50 minute, which isn't that bad. Because with Haunted Mansion, you really cut down the time by half because of how big the pre-show is, how big the rooms are. So you can cut down that time in half, and it was pretty much it. It was like 30 minute wait, so it wasn't that bad.
That's good.
Yeah, that ride was fun. It's really cool.
Yeah.
When we got out of Haunted Mansion, that's when it got more darker, but it was still light out, so we were kind of surprised because usually it's like dark already, like dark dark, but it was still a little bit of light left. Mansion. We saw more of the transition of Splash Mountain into Tiana's, what was it called? Tiana's Place?
Tiana's
Tiana's.
Bayou Adventure.
Yes. Tiana's Bayou Adventure. And we noticed something about the drop. It looks less deeper now. And we were trying to figure out why it looks more less steeper. And we thought because, well, maybe since it's such an old ride, then they're gonna like kind of reconstruct that slide part. And it looked more fresh wood. It was like fresh wood, like brand new stuff as well. We didn't get on Winnie the Pooh
How dare you?
on both days. Yeah, I think it was closed at one point when I was checking the Disneyland app. It said that it was closed.
You guys didn't go and look at Tiana's palace since it was new to you guys?
We did see the palace, but we didn't like actually like walk into it. We saw it on the like outside.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and then he was telling me that like the food is like super small, but it's such at a high price.
I didn't think so.
We didn't get any food, so I couldn't tell.
Yeah. All right. What else do you want to tell me about the trip?
We didn't get on a whole lot of rides in California Adventure. We got on like maybe like five. We were debating on to get on Mike and Sully's and Toy Stories to figure out how to stay in to see a bit of Oogie Boogies, and so we went on to Toy Stories instead of Mike and Sully's. Or no, it was Mike and Sully's or Guardians of the Galaxy. Because both of them had about the same time, and both would have made us leave California Adventure because closing time was going to happen. So we decided to get on Guardians. And also on that same day, on Thursday, that's when we saw half of World of Color as well. And this is where we finally got to see Dad's Magic Band actually go off with World of Color. Because I also like with the advantages that I was telling him, I told him about like how World of Color would make his band light up and do vibrations and match with World of Color, and he really liked that, and it was pretty cool. We were both watching his Magic Band and World of Color at the same time. And at the point that we got to World of Color was a bit before they show Star Wars. And it was a really nice show. And I told them about how towards at the very end, or pretty much the very end, after World of Color is over, there is only one fountain that only lasts for like a few seconds. And what this single fountain does, it actually like bows, saying like thank you for watching. So it's pretty cool. Kind of waited for the crowd to go away, and then that's when me and him decided to go to the other side or to Disneyland. Actually, no, We didn't go back into Disneyland. That's when we get onto the bikes and left before it's like way too dark and we're too tired. So what we also brought with us are safety vests and more bike lights. So we put on the safety vests on and we start heading towards somewhere where to eat, and we ate at McDonald's, and the dine-in was gonna close in like 15 minutes. So we got our orders, we ate it, and that's when we left McDonald's and then rode all the way back home. Getting back home, also, there was a train. We saw a train, and that was cool. It was a long train.
Cool.
And I want to say we got back to my grandparents at around 12 or 11, because we left like at 10, 10:30-ish. Like, so we got there late, but not too late.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
But I thought Thursday was an Oogie Boogie night. How did you see World of Color?
How did we see what?
How did you see World of Color on Thursday if it was an Oogie Boogie night?
That might have been. Oh, yeah, Oogie Boogie was on Thursday, not on Wednesday, huh?
Yeah.
Okay, so then World of Color was actually on Wednesday.
I think all that bike riding just kind of messed with your memory.
Apparently, yes.
That's funny.
Yeah, because we. Yeah, because World of Color doesn't end until 10:30.
Yeah, depending on which world of color you see, because there's usually two.
Yeah, because there's the 9 o'clock show and then the 10:30 show, and we saw the 9 o'clock one. Yeah, so that was Wednesday. Thursday was Oogie Boogie, and then that's where we went into Disneyland. And then after Disneyland, that's when we got on the bikes and left.
That That's cool, but did you have fun those 2 days that you guys?
Tons of fun.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good. It was pretty cool.
So when is...
He liked it. He enjoyed having the magic band.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad that he liked it. And it was beneficial too. Did he link it with his ticket, with his magic key, so that he could use it?
Yeah, I taught him about how to set it up and how it works and powering it on and then charging it, and then how it's like half charged as is in the box, and then you gotta charge it full when you get home.
Yeah.
And I told him about you can change the colors of your band
But he was able to use it to
and
get
all
into
of the
the
other
park
stuff.
too.
But yeah,
That's cool.
yes, he got excited as he was walking, and he was like, "Oh, this is so cool."
You feel like a VIP.
Yep, pretty much VIP to the next level, because magic, having the magic keys already has a VIP as
Now,
is.
do you and your dad have any future
Unless I
trips
stay on the
planned?
phone up. As for now, no, I don't know any.
So then, when's the next time you're going to Disneyland?
With you, 19th through
Oh,
21st.
are you excited to see the holidays again?
Oh, yes. I should bring both of my lightsabers, have one of them red, the other one green. Get the Christmas colors on. Even though that's gonna be like my biggest pet peeve while being at Disneyland the whole time, I'm gonna bring two different colored lightsabers to make it Christmas theme. But yeah, I'm excited for that one. See the holidays again.
Yeah, it'll be fun.
Get all of these seasonal treats. Isn't there like a hot chocolate macaroon that we got last
Yeah, the
time?
last 2 years we've been able to get a version of that macaron. So hopefully they'll make another version of it this year.
Yeah, because that's so good. Oh my gosh, super good.
Well, you guys, that is the end of this episode and part two of Lewis's trip. I really hope that you guys enjoyed hearing all about his adventures with his dad. I can't wait to record next week's episode because, as I mentioned in the intro, me and my husband will be at Disneyland, so maybe I can convince him to talk about our trip. I guess we'll see what happens. But I'm so excited to go to Disneyland with him again, just the two of us, and be able to recap that trip for you guys. So be sure to look out for that next week. Just a little reminder to you guys to follow me on Instagram. You can follow me at magic_key_adventures. You can also email me if you have any questions, comments, feedback. I'd love to hear from you. You can email me at magickeyadventures@yahoo.com. You can also help support this podcast by buying me a cold brew. Now, that's just what it's called, but really, it's just a one-time $5 donation to help support the show. I always let you guys know what I use the money for, so I will be giving you a shout-out on the show, a shout-out on Instagram, and then I'll tell you guys what I do with the money. So the last donation I got from Liberty, thank you again, Liberty, I used it for my Descript software. I pay $15 a month to use my editing software through Descript. And I had mentioned in that episode too that I was going to buy a mouse pad, and then I said that Donna was going to make me one. And so as I'm waiting for that, I just decided to use those $10 to go towards the next month. So I just rolled that over. So thank you, Liberty, for helping me pay for my editing software. I really appreciate it. So if you guys want to help support the show as well, you can also make that one-time donation. You can find it in the show notes or on my Instagram in my link tree. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review wherever you're listening to this podcast from. Apple Podcasts lets you write a review, and Spotify will let you just give me 5 stars. So if you think I'm earning your 5 stars, I'd really appreciate you giving me that feedback. Other than that, you guys, I hope you all have an adventurous day. Bye.